Great. Okay, before we start, Bournemouth Summer Outreach is amazing. It's got amazing leaders and all of that. Just want to do a quick commercial. You've seen the bookstall, okay? I'm going to do this in about a minute. But they're just amazing, those books on the bookstall. They are really, really good. And so whole loads that you should consider buying because the summer's coming up, right? And you'll have nothing to do all summer. I mean, some of you have had nothing to do all year as well, but that's a different matter. But nothing to do all summer, so why not read some books? Shining Like Stars is amazing. It tells the story of the student movement and how it spread from UCCF in Britain all over the world. If you want to get inspired about student work worldwide, Shining Like Stars is just brilliant. It's just for you, Liesl. It is. I don't know. How much? Where's David? He's not here. I'm not sure because that's on David's bookstall. They're all money off though. They're all a lot cheaper than they're normally. Adam Saltshaker, probably the best book I've read on evangelism. Something that makes you excited about sharing the gospel rather than daunted and a little bit scared. It really is brilliant. Again, not sure how much it is, but it's cheaper than it would normally be. Now, why not, if you're leaving uni, think about getting an evangelistic book to give as a present, along with a box of chocolates or something, for a friend that's also leaving uni, or if you know people that are leaving. Well, what about one of these, Things God Wants Us to Know, by Roger Carswell, Roger the Dodge. Hardback should cost about a fiver, shouldn't it, at least. It's £2. Woo! And it's very good. Christianity Explored, you've heard of the course. This is the book that goes with the course. Again, it should be about £6.99. That's £2. Thank you. And then biographies. Great to read on holiday. Read a biography of a Christian that would really excite you to live some risky faith next year during your time at university. Excite you to live out and out for Christ. This book, when I read it at 18, changed my life in a really big way. It's the biography of D.L. Moody. Now, it looks really boring, doesn't it? It's got a black and white cover. But the book is really good. D.L. Moody was an evangelist about 100 and something years ago in America, and also did a lot of work in Britain. And very much a larger-than-life character. Just a brilliant, exciting, faith-stretching read. Evidence Not Seen is the only book, well, one of the only books I've read that's made me cry, okay? So the girls, sorry, you should all buy this one. It's the story of a missionary who was captured by the Japanese, put in a prisoner of war camp. It's her experience in that time during the Second World War. It is harrowing to read, and yet I couldn't put it down because it talks about her faith in God through probably one of the worst experiences that you could face. It's normally about £6.99. It's £3. And if I can find some, I'll give you a free tissue as well to go with it. Give Me This Mountain is the story of Dr. Helen Rosevere. She was also a missionary doctor working in Africa. She's still alive, actually. I'm trying to meet her. She lives in Northern Ireland. She's written a biography. She's had such an exciting life. She's written three biographies because it kind of goes into three parts. And I love her books because she's really honest, unlike some Christian biographies where they kind of pretend it's all sweetness and light. She's really honest about the difficulties and her own failings. But fantastic. This book... it's written by me, and it's a series of lunch bar talks, looking at people's moral accusations at God's character. Why does he allow suffering? Why would he allow only one way? Why would he limit my sexuality? All of those kind of questions. So a good book for training yourself to answer those questions, or for giving to others that have those kind of questions. Why Trust the Bible? Again, similar to read yourself or to give away, to gel up on all of those questions that people ask about the authority of the Bible. Be a good thing to train yourself in over the summer. And then this one, if there's any left, because someone's going to buy a load. One-to-one discipleship. I've seen quite a few people looking at this. Written by someone like, I know actually, she's working as a missionary in Taiwan. She comes from Australia. And I think it's probably one of the best books, if not the best book, about one-to-one discipleship, about how to disciple others one-to-one. If they all go, in fact, if any of these go, then just see me, and I will post them to you, postage free. Okay? That's my little deal for today. So just tell me how many you want, and I will get them to you. Great. Okay. End of commercial. If we can hand these out. What I want you to do to start with is probably, if we do it in pairs rather than bigger groups, because in pairs you can chat quicker, and we're a bit limited on time. I want you to just think of those couple of questions at the top of the page on this side where it says making Freshers Week the best ever. And I want you to think back, for some of you, to the beginning of this academic year. I guess for some of you, it's the year before, or maybe even the year before, I don't know. To when you were a fresher, okay? When you turned up at university for the first time. I want you to just think, how did you find it? How were the first couple of weeks at uni? What was good? What wasn't so good? What did you enjoy? What did you hate? What were your early memories of CU? You know, what was that first impression that you got of the Christian Union when you first bumped into them at whatever point in Freshers Week? And then think, what did your CU do for Freshers Week last year? And what did it communicate to the freshers? How did it communicate, or what did it communicate to those around you? So have about 5 minutes to think of those questions before we look at this a bit more, okay? And don't read on for the rest of the handout yet, because that's for what's to come. Just read that bit. Okay, we're not going to do feedback, because that's going to take too long. But the purpose behind that is two things. One, it's very good, isn't it, when you're planning to think about freshers, to try and put yourself in the shoes of the kind of freshers that are going to be coming on campus. What are they going to feel like? So that when you're planning your week and you're thinking through the practicalities of events and things that you're going to do, you're going to be doing stuff that's going to be appreciated by freshers, and stuff that's going to meet real needs. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. And it's also good to think critically about, when I say critically, I don't mean like we're always negative, but critically kind of think about what you're doing as a CU, what you have done. By that I mean, look at, you know, what have been the good things, and replicate and continue those, but also be willing to kind of confront things maybe that aren't so good and work out how you can improve those, to try and build that kind of ability to all the time be continuing the goods and improving the weaknesses as a Christian Union. Now, I put down here, Freshers Week is an awesome opportunity, and I think actually maybe even more so than the Mission Week later that term or in February. A few reasons for that. Firstly, everyone's new, aren't they, on Freshers Week? People are new and they're open to trying out new stuff. The whole attitude is one where people are going to be willing to check out new ideas, to sign up for new clubs. So you've got this whole atmosphere where people haven't got to know things yet, they haven't got into any kind of routine, they're open for doing new stuff. So what an opportunity to grab people at. Secondly, people are looking for friendship and acceptance. Okay, you might have some people that already know others at the uni, but a lot of people will be coming on their own. And that first couple of weeks when people are immediately looking to build friendships, looking for acceptance, some of them are going to be really, really confident and immediately kind of gather around them a whole group of friends. But actually you'll get a whole lot of people who will be quite shy, who will be desperate to try and find some kind of identity acceptance. What a place the Christian Union has to fill there. And also, why is it a great opportunity? Because I think on pretty much all our campuses, including Surrey's this year, we're saying second and third years don't have anything else to do they? If you can get the rest of your CU back to help out, you haven't got lectures, you haven't, I guess, got assignments or things like that, or you should have done them over the summer if you had. So the chances are you've got a whole team that are going to be free for a week to be able to serve in what the Christian Union's doing. So you can really work together as a team on it as a week. Sounds like I'm on a station. So, one opportunity you've got during Freshers Week. Just a couple of illustrations. One CU that I went to speak on their mission 2-3 years ago, it went from being a CU of about 20 to a CU of 80 from the summer term of the year before and the second week of term the year after because of what they did in Freshers Week. Okay? They quadrupled their CU size simply by doing a really, really good Freshers Week, and we'll talk about some of the ideas that they did later. Another CU that I went to speak at, they did a Freshers Week, I did a series of events, I went up there, and as a result of that they had a follow-up course, and as a result of that follow-up course they had at least 2 or 3 people become Christians over the course of that term. In fact, it was great to go back to that CU just this last week, and to meet one of them 2 years later who's now on CU leadership, who became a Christian because she was met by a Christian on Freshers Week, went along to events, went to the follow-up course, became a Christian. Okay? She'd never met Christians, never heard the gospel before that. So you don't know, but actually your future leaders of your CU might actually be at the moment the non-Christians that you're going to meet on Freshers Week. Okay? That's kind of exciting, isn't it? You could not just be kind of recruiting Christians, but you could be recruiting your future leaders and they're not even Christians yet and they've never even heard the gospel. Okay? So it's an awesome opportunity. I put down here the aim of Freshers Week. I've tried to summarise it. The aim of Freshers Week is to communicate to every fresher, both to Christians and to non-Christians, why the CU, that the CU exists and why it exists. So that's quite a big aim, isn't it? And however many freshers you've got, 1,000, 2, 3, however many thousand freshers you've got, you want to make it your aim that by the end of that week, every single one of them knows that there is a Christian union on campus. I think one CU that I worked with was quite shocked when halfway through the second term they started to meet people who didn't even know the Christian Union existed. Some of them were Christians. And they suddenly thought through, well, what didn't we do right? So that every Christian and every non-Christian knows that CU exists and why it exists. And we're going to think about that more as we go through. So Christian Union, in our minds, we know what that is. But don't presume that a Christian, and certainly not those who aren't yet Christians, will know what a CU is all about. Is it a kind of geeky kind of Christian social club where they all wear sandals and socks? Is it this kind of alternative to church that, you know, if I don't find a church I like, I'll go to the church on campus? Is that, could be what people think. So you want to communicate not only that the CU exists, but what it's about, why it exists as well. And I think there's a danger, and I see this kind of a lot around the country, the danger of Freshers Week is that when we come to Freshers Week, we think, well, Freshers Week is when we do social stuff, and Mission Week is where we do evangelism, okay? So I was looking on, it's not in this region, so it's safe, I'm not talking about any of you guys, but I looked on one CU website, and they had, you know, all sorts of stuff going on, but everything was social. I talked to someone who was there. I said, was Jesus mentioned at all during that week? And he wasn't. So actually, there's lots of stuff happening, but everything was kind of social stuff. So fun events, all sorts of stuff. But Jesus, well, the gospel, that wasn't even included. Now, the danger of that, let's just think that through. If you just did, you know, social events, no mention of the gospel, no mention of Christ through Freshers Week, what would that give, what impression would that give to people who aren't Christians? Well, I think the impression it would give to people who aren't Christians is, well, the CU is a social club for Christians, okay? So if I'm not a Christian, I mean, to be honest, you know, Christians aren't particularly regarded as the coolest people in society in Britain, are they? So if you're looking for a cool group to hang out with and you're not yet a Christian, then you're probably not going to hang out with a Christian group because they're geeks in most people's minds. So if all you're doing is social stuff, non-Christians are going to be like, well, that's not for me. What about Christians? Christians come onto campus and they come to events and they just see lots of social stuff happening and think, well, see as a social club. They might join it if they haven't got other friends, but they might think, well, I'll just go to church or I'll go to meet Christians somewhere else. Why do I need to be involved in that group? So I think actually it's really unhelpful, particularly because then you stand up on your first meeting of term and you say, you know, the CU is this missional community that's reaching out with the gospel, and people are like, well, that's not what I've seen. Are we communicating something different by what we do than actually what we intend, you know? Because actually, whilst we can talk the talk, if we haven't been communicating that from the outset, then actually people will learn by what they see, not just by what they hear us say a CU is. So I want to say, Freshers Week is a really exciting time to actually be doing evangelism. Now, it doesn't mean you're doing kind of what you'd might be doing all the stuff you did in Mission Week. Bear in mind it's still Freshers Week. But I just want you to think, how can we be using it as an opportunity to be sharing the gospel from the outset? How can we use the events of Freshers Week and the opportunities of Freshers Week not only to get to know people and to welcome people and to welcome Christians, but how can we use it as an opportunity to share the gospel with non-Christians? And again, think through the implications of that. For a non-Christian on campus. A non-Christian comes on campus and they meet the Christian Union and they discover that actually the Christian Union are talking about the gospel in a kind of informal and attractive way, maybe doing a lunch bar or something like that. And the non-Christian might not be a Christian, but they realise, hey, if I want to find out about Christianity, the CU is the place to go. You know, and don't be put off. Actually, there are a lot of freshers that will come onto campus who maybe have never been to church, but actually are really open to thinking through Christianity for the first time. Who did we meet the other day? I can't remember. You hear these stories, or you have these things, and I can't remember which part of the country they are, because I've been all over the place. But someone was saying that they met someone the other day, and they just said, they met someone who wasn't a Christian, and they discovered they were a Christian. They said, "Oh, you're a Christian. I've always wanted to find out what Christianity is all about." Now, it doesn't always happen. People don't always verbalize that. But there will be non-Christians coming onto campus who'll be willing to check it out in that kind of environment. And also, think through the implications of that for Christians. So for a Christian coming in to see what the CU is about, immediately you're communicating what the CU exists for, aren't you? If the first thing a fresher Christian sees is the CU sharing the gospel, putting on a lunch bar or doing a questionnaire or whatever, then immediately they say, hey, this is a group of students that are active in sharing the gospel. This isn't just a social club. This is going to be really, really important. Okay? So I want to say, let's make the most of it. Now, how do we make the most of it? Well, we want to be thinking about the type of people that we're going to be meeting on Freshers Week. So I've put down this four case studies, okay, all based on real people who were at one stage freshers at different universities in Britain. So, let me read them out. Hannah, she doesn't exactly look like that, but Hannah is from a strong Christian family. She's just come back from a year of mission with Latin Link. She loves God and is enthusiastic about sharing the gospel and can't wait to get stuck into CU. Kevin has come from a non-Christian family. He's thoughtful and shy. He finds it difficult to make friends. He's never heard the gospel presented in a meaningful way. Josh is outgoing and friendly and would call himself a Christian but doesn't really have a grasp of the gospel. He dislikes institutional religion and thinks people's religious views should be kept private. Shauna isn't a Christian and thinks it's all a waste of time. She thinks Christians are naive and boring. Okay? So back in those pairs that you started out in, I just want you to think, here are people, I guess they're, you know, typical of people that will be coming to university, your university, this autumn. As a CU, how can you best practically meet the needs of those individuals that will be coming? So just have a think about that. How can you meet the needs of those people? Because there'll be a real diversity, won't there? As we've seen just in those examples of people coming onto campus. So discuss that for 5 minutes, okay? Okay, let's keep moving on. Hopefully that's been helpful. And hopefully it's helped you to see that you're going to have a diversity in terms of approach as you're realising that there are different people with different needs that are going to be coming onto campus. Just a few thoughts I wrote down. Hannah, for instance, will probably really want to get stuck into serving in the CU really early on. So you don't want to kind of present the idea that the CU is run by the second and third years and first years are just participants for a year. Actually, isn't it great if in Freshers Week you can get the keen Christians involved straight away? It'd be really exciting, wouldn't it, if you've got keen, enthusiastic Christians, getting them involved, inviting them to the prayer meetings, getting them to help out, handing out flyers or doing bits and pieces around during the week, so that immediately they feel involved and that CU is a place where they can serve. Okay? So they're not just kind of the participants on the outside. Yeah, Ed? Yeah, which is a good point. So I was planning with one group this week and we're saying, so you don't want to fill people's time so much during Freshers Week, but actually they don't have time to meet up with housemates or whatever that aren't Christian. So yeah, if they could be out morning through till night, actually one of the key things that someone like Hannah needs to be doing as well is spending time with the people that she's moving in to halls with, getting to know them. If immediately she's cut herself off, then that whole kind of friendship forming process at the beginning of the term she's missed out on. So yeah, really, really valid point. Yeah. Kevin, so he comes from a non-Christian family, he's thoughtful, he's shy, difficult to make friends, never heard the gospel presented in a meaningful way. Actually, he's going to probably really appreciate people who are going to not only kind of, you know, say hi to him if he comes to an event, but people who have been willing to get to know him, looking for friendship and for real welcome. So as a CU, to be willing to actually go out your way, not just to say hello to those who come, but to get to know people to be a welcoming CU that follows people up. Maybe a second or third year goes round to his hall to spend some time with him, or invite him round for a meal to get to know him better. So there's real genuine relationships being built. And he needs to hear the gospel presented. Maybe that would be a follow-up course after the Freshers' Week, or through the events of Freshers' Week itself, as he starts to see and hear just how incredibly amazing the gospel is, possibly for the first time. And it is exciting, isn't it, that some people will be hearing about Jesus for the very first time in September or October through the work that you do. And then there's Josh. Well, what's going to be going on there? He thinks he's a Christian, so he may well come to the Christian Union. He's probably not going to be like Hannah, is he? Kind of desperate to get involved and start serving, because he thinks, well, it's just something that's private, keep it to yourself. He might need help in finding the Christian Union, as in there'll be people like him on campus who wouldn't necessarily, you know, make tracks to the Christian Union meeting straight away. But if you meet them first on campus, if you tell them where it is, if you offer to go with them, if you take the initiative, as it were, then you probably get them there. So often we're going to be looking, you know, there'll be some Christian students who will turn up in the autumn, and they'll be just desperate to find out where the Christian Union is. They've probably already gone on your website and written down all the details. They're really keen. Josh probably is going to need more help than that, isn't he, to make it along to CU. And when he makes it to CU, actually, hopefully, week by week, he's going to be convinced that the gospel is public truth. So he needs to be gripped by grace and the uniqueness of the gospel. He needs to be gripped by the fact that this is true, not just for him, but for others. And actually won over to the concept of what the CU is about, unlike someone like Hannah. And then Shauna is not a Christian, thinks it's all a waste of time. She thinks Christians are naive and boring. I think this is really good, isn't it? You don't have to be boring in your evangelism. I love to see CUs being creative, outgoing, and interesting in their ideas. And wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, some people may have had really negative impressions of Christianity in their upbringing. Yet their only impression of Christianity was a rather dour church where they never really heard the Bible explained and Jesus presented. That was their only experience as a kid. They come to university. That could, you know, CU could really blow out of the water those preconceptions, couldn't it, by some of the stuff you put on during Freshers' Week. And again, as the gospel's presented, showing that this isn't just some nice thing for people who happen to be into it, but this is really important and really relevant for everyone. So think through the different things. So turn over. How can we start living and speaking for Jesus in Freshers' Week? I put down there two boxes. I've got a few ideas, and maybe a good thing to do over lunch would be to share some other ideas, because I'm sure between us we've probably got ideas that we've done that are unique to our campus. So why not chat over lunch to people who are from different universities and like get some ideas. There's no such thing as stealing when it comes to evangelistic ideas, just sharing, okay? With or without permission. So do chat about those ideas. Even if they're a smaller university to yours, I mean, some of the best ideas I've seen have come from not necessarily the biggest universities, so, you know, I'm sure we've all got stuff we can learn from each other in terms of ideas. But living and speaking, so we want to be doing stuff that's relational. And we want to be doing stuff that's proclamational. By that, stuff that will be getting to know, welcoming, inviting, that kind of stuff. As well as stuff that will be actually presenting the claims of the gospel, introducing people to Jesus. Now, sometimes those two things will go together in an event, and sometimes they'll be different. So living for Jesus, stuff that's relational. Well, there's stuff you can do there, isn't there? When people are moving in, having teams out helping people to move into halls, particularly when the lift's broken and they've got to get to floor 15 of the accommodation block, that would be really appreciated. Having drinks or donuts to hand out as they do that. Carrying people's bags. Just being there at the very first moment, so that one of the first people that people will meet when they get to university is one of the people from the Christian Union. Maybe bright t-shirts to publicise the CU. I think t-shirts are better than hoodies because it's normally hot, and if you carry bags up 15 flights of stairs, then you'll be pretty sweaty by the end of the day. Your t-shirt will be too, but at least you can, well. International welcome. Hopefully you'll have thought through what you're going to do. That probably will be a separate week to the Freshers' Week itself. How can you welcome international students? They're going to be particularly vulnerable, particularly looking for welcome. How can you be practically helpful for them? Whether that's what was so funny, Dave.
We did our first international
one
last year.
Oh, great! Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, good. Well done, you guys, for doing it last year. So, but think through the practical stuff. So, what will international students want? An introduction to some British customs. British food, or maybe international food, because I've had up with the British food already. You know, people genuinely taking an interest in them and getting to know them help to find their way around campus. You can often, in some universities, offer your services to the Students' Union or to the International Office, and actually sometimes even get paid to welcome international students. So don't just think you have to do it on your own. Actually, you could do that under the auspices of the university authorities, meeting people at the train station, showing them around the town, stuff like that. All sorts of ideas that you can creatively think for welcoming international students here. As a Christian Union, you want to be thinking, how can we be really welcoming, particularly in those first few meetings of term, so that your CU doesn't feel one of these cliquey groups where, you know, freshers come in and they immediately realise that they're the odd ones out because everyone else already knows each other. But how can you build an atmosphere in your CU where you're outward looking, where when a new person walks in that second and third years don't recognise, immediately there's people that want to introduce themselves, get to know them. And by that, again, not just, you know, saying hi, but actually being willing to remember their name, to spend time with them outside of CU context, to really make them feel welcome. Other stuff, stalls on campus, just being a really visible presence is going to be a good idea, isn't it? Again, it's warm, so you might be able to get a big gazebo and have that, just so that people notice that you're there. You could have drinks and snacks and cakes being served. Lancaster University last year had one right in the middle of campus, and it just ran all day, and people knew that they could come up to it. A great way of just relationally getting to know people. Or a tent, even. One CU that I worked with hired out a tent, and they had a cafe kind of going on through the week, handing out gospels, music, drinks where people could chill out. Being a visible presence, so people can't miss the CU on campus. And then, of course, you've got Freshers' Fair, where you're going to want to be present and noticeable. And I guess the challenge is, for Freshers' Fair, isn't it, in that kind of environment where you've got every society competing for attention, you're going to want to be standing out. You're going to want to have some way of being noticed. So think through how you're going to stand out in that environment. So living for Jesus, being relational, being welcoming, being inviting. Okay? Speaking for Jesus, what else could you do to communicate the gospel? A few ideas. 30-second questionnaires. Who's heard of 30-second questionnaires? Anyone? A few people have. For those that haven't, there are, 30-second questionnaires are questionnaires that take 30 seconds to do. That's fairly obvious. So unlike a questionnaire you might do in a mission week that's a lot longer, where you might want to get into conversation for half an hour or so, a 30-second questionnaire simply has a few questions. What course are you studying? Would you be interested in information about the CU, a course where you can look into the claims of Jesus, information about local churches, or an article on a subject? And then you could have some different kind of lunch bar-style talk titles, couldn't you? Why does God allow suffering? How do we know which religion is right? What does God have to say about sexuality or something? And if they tick any of those boxes, then they can leave their email at the bottom, and then you can send them information that they require. It's really easy to do. You can do hundreds through the week. It might lead into conversations, but even if it doesn't, what you do is you've made contact probably with a lot of Christians that you wouldn't have already met, and also quite a lot of non-Christians who might just be interested in finding out. So often, even if people don't want information about the Christian Union, they might tick, you know, I'd like an article on one of these subjects, and you can email one of the articles off Be Thinking to them, and that could be a first off opportunity. So 30-second questionnaires, having a team of people out during the morning doing those, you could get a really good proportion of the campus cupboards through that. And lunch bars. I don't know whether you've done lunch bars before during Freshers' Week. I think lunch bars in Freshers' Week can work sometimes better even than in Mission Week. People don't have lectures to go to normally. People are probably more open to trying out new things. So why not put on a series of lunch bars? For a few years I did a series of lunch bars at Lancaster University. That's how the book started life, actually. And we got great numbers of people along every lunchtime to those. So even if you haven't normally done lunch bars or done many of them, think through that could be something that you could do. A good central venue, good foods, a provocative talk title, and the key is good publicity in that 10-minute slot before the lunch bar starts to get people in. Why not go for it? Talk titles, I mean, you can do fresher-related titles. You know, I think a few of you guys did, booze, sex, and ready meals, what has God got to do with uni, which is a good one. But also, you can do traditional titles, you know, why does God allow suffering? How do we know that Christianity is the only way? Or something like that. It doesn't just have to be stuff about freshers. Anything that will get people intrigued. You might be surprised at who you make contact with during those lunch bars. So why not do a few, maybe do three or four through first week, or if you're a bigger university, do five. And then other events during the evenings or during the day, you can be creative. It could be a barbecue outside of the halls. It could be beach volleyball if you're in Bournemouth like us, or even if you're not in Bournemouth, you could import some sand, couldn't you? Anything. Be creative. It's Freshers Week. You know, think of events that are going to be fun. If you're doing evening events, you're probably competing with lots of stuff that the Students' Union are putting on. So what are you going to do that's going to be attractive? It could be a quiz night. UCLAN in Preston, they put on a Ready, Steady, Cook, Teach Yourself to Cook evening. And they got about 160 students along to it for a CU of about 40, which is just incredible. And they did it in a big building at a local church just off campus. They got some local Christians who were really good cooks just to come and do like a cookery class. And they had all the food out, and it was done in a really good way. And there was a talk at the end, or in the middle rather, on the Great Banquets from Luke chapter 14, which I thought was a good title for a talk. But a creative event that's meeting needs, it's fun, it's interesting, a barn dance. Just think of events that you could do. I probably would suggest not filling up every evening with events, because as we said earlier with Ed's comments, you want to give people a chance to hang out with their friends in their flat as well. But a few really well-organised, attractive, interesting events, which can have the gospel presented in them in an interesting way too. So we're being relational and proclamational, okay, during Freshers Week. And so what would a Freshers Week look like? Well, that's for you guys to plan. And I hope one of the things that you're doing already or off the back of today would be to start to think, well, what would your week look like? A few things that I think are really key. It'd be great to have a kind of welcome back meal or barbecue or something for all the returning second or third years at the beginning of the week. The good thing about that is you can all socialise, catch up on the prayer points. We don't have gossip, do we, in the evangelical world? We just have prayer points. Catch up on all the things that have been happening over the summer. You know, spend time together before you start meeting freshers. That means that once you start running the events of the week, you're not all going to be talking to each other, but you can be, you know, genuinely focused on what you're about. Okay? So that's a good way to get everyone back, to pray about the week, to know what's going to be going on. Through the week, great to have prayer meetings each day. There you kind of team time where you can share encouragements, what's been happening. You don't have to have them at the crack of dawn because you probably don't have lectures to go to. So, you know, you could have them at 10 o'clock or whatever so everyone can make it. And then, you know, during the day, a stall on campus, things going on. You might have the gazebo, a stand, a table, lunch bars at lunchtime, events either in the afternoon or some evening events. And then we'll mention it later, probably something at the following weekend to let people know about local churches as well. But within that, there's lots of flexibility, isn't there? So why not think it through practically? We'll keep going because we've got 10 minutes and we've got quite a bit to cover. How can we make the best use, or how can we make these activities, the next bit says, have an effect that lasts beyond Freshers Week? I hope that as a CEO you think, you know, let's not just blitz Freshers Week and then just kind of go back into our shells, as it were. But how can you make the contacts and what's happened during that week last through the term? I think two ways are going to be really key. One is just by relationally following up the people you meet, whether that's Christians or non-Christians, as a CEO, so that you're in, intentionally and actively thinking, well, how can I get to know these people? You know, spending time with them, having meals with them, so that people are immediately welcomed and feel a part of it. And also, I think a follow-up course, an Alpha course, Christianity Explored, Bite Size, whatever you normally run, that starts a week or two into term, could be a brilliant way to start the year, couldn't it? And so as you've met non-Christians through that first Freshers Week, who are interested, something that they can get fed into to follow up. But you'll probably want to plan that and organise that before the summer, so that you've got it ready to run with good publicity available. But think about it, wouldn't it be exciting if by house party in November, or whenever you have it, you already had two or three people that have become Christians that year as freshers? Wouldn't it be exciting if you had one of them give their testimony on house party? Wouldn't that be such a confidence boost to the rest of the CU as they look forward to the rest of the year as well? So that verse there from 1 Thessalonians, it's a great verse, isn't it? And we're delighted to share not only the gospel, but our lives as well, because you've become so dear to us. That's a great intention statement about what we should be doing. It's sharing our lives, and it's sharing the gospel. It's both. It's relational, it's proclamational, both together, during Freshers Week and after Freshers Week as well. We're not going to discuss that next question. I think we can do that in a few minutes as we eat lunch. But I've put on there, Freshers Week, summer term preparation. If Freshers Week is going to work really well, the key will be what you do over the next 2 weeks, okay? Because if Freshers Week is going to work really well, you're going to need people there, Christians there, second and third years there, to run it. And they're not going to be there unless you intentionally get them there. Because ultimately, you know, they don't have to be back for Freshers Week, probably on most campuses. So how can you make sure that they're going to be around? How can you recruit your mission team? A few things, get people praying for it. So if people are already praying about Freshers Week in CU, then they're going to care about it, aren't they? They're going to be interested, and they're going to be more likely to want to help out. And think about how you can advertise the CU. So can you do it through the Students' Union magazine, chaplaincy booklet, hall guides? Make sure your website is up and running with information. You're going to need to get a planning group together. So if you haven't got one already, get a team that's going to be together planning your Freshers Week. And then this is the key one, inform and motivate the CU. So over these next 2 weeks, before people get start to drift off, the CU needs to know what's going to happen during Freshers Week. It's not enough, I think, just to stand at the front and say, hey, we've got Freshers Week, can you come back early? Because it's like, well, why? Why do I want to give up a week of my holiday, or potentially a week where I could be earning money, to come back? You've got to give them enough incentive to get them back that week early, haven't you? So I would suggest what you want to do is have a decent length notice, probably about 10 minutes at least in your CU meeting. You want to present the plan for Freshers Week already. So you want to be able to go through and say, these are some of the things we're going to be doing. These are some of the events we've already booked in and organised. And this is why we really need to help you guys to be around. And get them, if you can, to sign up and commit to it, just as they would to a summer mission team or something like that. And then over the summer, remind them about it. So maybe send out a prayer update, telling them how preparations are coming on. Send them a reminder during the middle of the summer, and then maybe a couple of weeks before Freshers Week, just saying, looking forward to seeing you back there. Do that from the front, and then obviously be chatting about it individually. But recruit your team, because the size of your team will very much dictate how much you can do. If you really want every fresher to hear about CU, you're going to want as many Christians there working during Freshers Week as possible. And so as we finish, five fundamentals for a fantastic Freshers Week. Lots of Fs. Five of them there. Firstly, people. We've already said it. Recruit, recruit, recruit. Make sure you've got a team together by the end of this term. Make sure they're committed to it, praying for it, and going to be back for it. So make sure you've got your people. Secondly, communicating your message. In other words, publicity. You want to be preparing that now. In fact, as much as possible, get as much prepared now before you all go off for summer as you can. So your leaflets, your t-shirts, your posters, all of that stuff. You know, how are you going to blitz the campus with publicity that's going to catch people's attention? And what are you going to give away precious giveaways. Like precious fare is great, isn't it? It's like how much can you go and get that's of any value or use? And so what can you do? Have a look on the websites and find, you know, stuff that you can get. If you buy in bulk for like 4,000, you can get stuff cheap. I think Bournemouth last year did beach balls, handed them out with information about the CU. It could be pens, it could be mugs, it could be baked bean cans with information about the CU on. It could be drying up cloths, not that they probably ever get used, but anything like that, okay? So think, you know, creative stuff that's going to catch people's attention. The best stuff is stuff that people is like things that people are likely to use through the year. Thirdly, fresher stall. We've kind of mentioned it. Make sure it's prominent, make sure it's friendly, make sure it's visible. Fourthly, your first CU meeting. That probably wants to be one of those CU meetings that you spend more time planning and preparing for than any other. Because first impressions really do count, don't they? You only get one chance to make a first impression. So don't just kind of think, well, we'll wing it and see how it goes. Or think, well, we'll just kind of have a bit of a kind of get-together. That will be really cliquey if you just have a get-together. You want your first CU meeting to really run well. So you want to think through the music. Think through music that's going to be inclusive for all the kind of diversities of church backgrounds that are likely to be represented, so you're not alienating any particular group. You want to think through your notices, how you communicate, you know, what the CU is about. You want to book a speaker that's going to be really clear on the vision of CU, so either your staff worker or someone that's really supportive and passionate about CUs themselves. Make sure that you plan it out. And my little tip, okay, you all want a little tip for the first term? My little tip is this. Notices, plan them that you, for the first term at least, just have one notice a week. Because notices can take about half an hour, can't they? Yeah? Everyone's looking knowingly at me. And here's the problem. If I'm a fresher sitting listening to half an hour of notices and there's about 10 different people talking about 20 different things, the chances are I'll probably forget all of them. Okay? If I hear one notice, well presented, visually, creatively, with motivation and reason behind it, that's probably going to grab my attention much more effectively. So I would suggest, think through what are the things during the first term that we want to give notices about. The house party, the small groups, weekly evangelistic events that you run, the prayer meetings. And then think, on which weeks are we going to profile those different things? So over the course of the first few weeks of term, all the freshers are getting, not all at once, but bit by bit, the information about what is happening at CU. That's probably going to be much more effective. I think the danger, particularly for bigger CUs, is that people don't get involved because they're just simply daunted by the breadth of, you know, amount of events going on. So one notice a week doesn't mean you can't let people know about everything, but a notice sheet is probably good for just having, you know, the week's events written on. And a term card that has the program for the whole term that you can give to people at that first meeting would be brilliant. So that people can stick it up on the notice board, they know what's happening. Try and get it out for the first meeting, if you can. And what I would suggest on that is don't just put, you know, the weekly Christian Union Central meeting, but have your evangelistic meetings in big on the term card so that visually people can see that the CU is not just about meeting together to have a nice time, but we're about sharing the gospel. So have your carol service, have your house party, have your lunch bars, have your tea and toast, have your whatever on the term card so people can see what's going on, okay? And the last thing, churches. It can be quite difficult, can't it, to know how to profile churches well. But actually, if you do well, this can work really, it can be really good. I would suggest, as a CU, you want to be really beating the drum of the importance of the local church. And tell the churches that you're going to do that. And in return, ask the churches to beat the drum about the importance of CU. And so if you have that kind of mutual relationship where you say to the churches, look, we are going to tell all our students to go to church, and if you can get all your churches to tell their students to go to CU, that's going to work really well. And it will be supportive, won't it? So people coming in will see, hey, they're not in competition, they're both very much working together. So you're explaining, you know, we're not a church, we're a missional community, we're a branch of the local church, but we want you to be involved. So have that kind of relationship between the churches. How can you communicate? You could do something like a church breakfast. So Sunday morning before church starts, all the freshies can come for breakfast. They get information about local churches, and then they can all go off to different local churches. Sometimes people do a kind of church crawl where they go to a different church each week. Of course, the danger of that is that most people will stick at the church they went to first or second week. So if your church is number 5 down the list, you're going to be thinking, well, we haven't got anyone left by that point. So you want to think how you can be fair between the churches in your area so that, you know, you're not seen as being favouring one over above another. Okay? But do have information, maybe produce a booklet with information about the local churches, and encourage your students who are coming to look around the churches. The temptation, isn't it, is to kind of come to university and find the church that's as most like yours back home, and then just go to that one. So what I say to people, look, at least try out 3 churches before you pick one, okay? Try out 3 different churches before you decide to go to one. Don't just kind of go to one and then just stick there. At least try 3, but then do find one that you're going to stick at, okay? So encourage them to get a diversity of experience, but then you want to be encouraging people to stick with a church, not church hop as well. And if you're beating that drum at CU, the churches are going to be supportive of you as well if they know that you're doing that. Great. 2:01. Last thing to say, we've produced a manual. Nay and me have written it, and UCCF made it look cool. And they're going to get the free staff workers, is that right?
Yeah, someone, if they've not got one, we've got it up. Yeah, each staff
cool.
worker should have one, at least one of your committees asking for it.
Oh, you look like you've already got them.
You can get one online, which is a website, and if not, you can get some sent to you. So come and ask me about what you can see. They're just kind of an easy guide how to do confessions in the kind of study of what you should study.
Yeah. Brilliant. So do read it, and we don't want to kind of give you a straitjacket, this is what you must do. I think we just want to kind of enthuse you in the right direction and say, go be creative and see what you come up with. And if you think of ideas that we've not even thought of, that welcome people and share the gospel, then great, let us know and we'll nick them.